the Ukrainian Airlines crash. Let's listen in.
News of downing of the Ukrainian airline flight 752 over the sky of Tehran by Mithail, and death of 176 passengers and the crew, including 63 Canadians, has been heartbroken to all Canadians and members of the Iranian community in Canada. The people of Iran have become increasingly the victims of a ruthless, brutal regime that killed 1,500 protesters in November of 2019 and does not shy away to resort to extreme brutality to stay in power. As Mrs. Maryam Rajavi, the president-elect of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, pointed out, Khamenei, shaken and demoralized over the elimination of Qasem Soleimani, cannot challenge the United States, but feel free to fire on the people of Iran in the air and on the ground and taking revenge to the Iranian people. Mrs. Rajavi offered her condolences to the families of the passengers of the Ukrainian airliner shut down by the Iranian regime missile and called for a day of mourning today on this Friday. Whereas the regime has falsely claimed that the aircraft crashed due to technical failure, it is now clear that the plane had no mechanical problems. Our Canadian officials, along with United States, Great Britain, are saying that the aircraft had been shut down by Iranian regime's missile. The experience of past 40 years in general and the experience of Canada over the years in particular has proven that lies and deceptions are part of the clerical regime's DNA. Just as concealed all the fact regarding the murder and torture of the Iranian-Canadian journalist, Mrs. Zahra Kazemi. The regime will do its utmost to conceal the facts about downing of this aircraft, to deflect responsibilities for this crime. There are already reports that the authorities have used bulldozers to remove all the debris and other traces that would confirm the downing of the plane with a surface-to-air missile. It is also telling that the regime refrains from providing the black box to the Boeing or other aviation authorities. The mullahs should not be allowed to get away with this murder. The clerical regime cannot and should not be allowed to escape responsibility for this fiasco and must be held accountable for this painful tragedy. Not that it's clear to the Canadian public that the IRGC, the Iran Revolutionary Guards Corps, is nothing but a terrorist organization. The government of Canada should take steps to designate this entity as a terrorist. This memorial event in Canada is part of a worldwide campaign to honor the memory of the innocent passenger aboard the Ukrainian airliner and express sympathy with their families, in particular, those living here in Canada. We will remember all of them as we remember more than 100,000 freedom fighters who have been murdered by Iran's ruling theocracy over the past 40 years. We stand with the brave families of the victims and share their grief. They will not be forgotten. Iranians and supporters of the National Council of Resistance of Iran are holding vigils for the victims in other Canadian cities like Ottawa and Vancouver as we speak, and throughout the world as well. We had memorial in London and Brussels earlier today, and many other capitals will have their memorials in tomorrow. We have other leaders of the communities and members of the other associations